This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, so I just want to kind of get out in front of this recording. I want to say, obviously, we're going to talk about what you two have been up to, and I want to do my best to promote your show. Congratulations on the show. Brandon and Carl are here, but I also do have Moss. And I want to read to you a little bit about, there's two things I want to read to you. So please don't interrupt me, Brandon. Specifically, I'm looking at
it's
you.
It's a drink.
Now. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a drink. So
we are living Moss today.
And so I'm going to live Moss with this beverage. And I just want, you know, I'll probably having a physical reaction to it. And if I seem like, oh, that's not how Sean usually behaves, this is why. A treasure.
I'm going to stop you right there. Hey, Brandon, I just want to let you know that on this show,
yeah,
like don't interrupt Sean.
Okay.
Don't like.
That's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't interrupt him. Don't stop him when he's trying to do his thing.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like, you know.
Gotcha.
When they're in their zone. This is not the show that I host. I know.
Right.
We do it.
This is the show that I host, and I just want to second that. Don't interrupt him, because when he comes back, he's going to be bigger, louder, just like in kind of a very defensive place, and like trying to stop that from
it's like happening. Pulling on a dog leash or something.
Yes, yes.
He's going to be bigger, louder. Chris Rock, bigger.
That's the same comparison I always use.
Chris Rock, bigger and blacker.
Yeah. It's like that. And it is punitive when I start speaking again after being interrupted. Just so you know, a treasure beneath our sails. There is a wild forest beneath the waves, rich with natural wonders. Take the plunge, embark on a journey to faraway shores, and uncover one of the ocean's best-kept secrets. Unleash your wildest self. But then look at this. This is pure flavor. A wild-crafted sea moss beverage supporting energy. Okay, cool. Mood. Oh, that'll help the show. And libido. So
could go either way.
Wow.
Unfortunately... I need to drink this because I need my energy and mood.
Could go either way.
I need my energy and mood improved. Yeah. Unfortunately, I will become incredibly horny throughout the course of this episode. And that's something I try to leave outside. You know, I try not to bring that into the show. But it is going to support my libido.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that looks like for all of us. Just the Brandon was right at the edge of interrupting me. I just want to say it was very close to like.
I didn't hear a question.
And
I was listening pretty closely. I like to listen. That's part, a big part of my hosting is listening, and I didn't hear a question. So.
Yeah. So let's get into the show. I'll probably crack this puppy open. I'll let you know what the pure flavor tastes like. It says shake well and enjoy cold.
Hurry up. Sean's gonna be doing this show dick hard as Chinese arithmetic.
Yeah, and then enjoy hot.
Whoa. All right.
So Brandon's here, Brandon Gardner. Hello. But you haven't been very constant, have you? It's been quite a while.
Inconsistent
since we've seen
Gardner.
You here.
Auga.
He just had sip.
Excuse me.
I'm a little worried.
Hang on.
Can you interrupt noises? Can you interrupt? Like if Sean's doing a run of noises.
If it sounds anything like Tim the Two Man Taylor, do not interrupt.
Okay.
And you have a show now. Mm-hmm. Carl is a voice talent on the show.
That's right.
You co-created it with Zach Woods, and we will get Zach on here.
I saw that he did Bridger's podcast last week, which normally is a bridge to doing ours.
Yes. I know he really wants to do this one.
I think I've asked him four or five times, and he always seems so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, this came about, Kevin, you can confirm, through the kind of booking people, the promo people mm-hmm. for your show.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we said, you know, let's get Carl and Brandon first.
Gotcha.
Because we need, obviously, the Peacock people to handle that.
Yes.
For us to be able to get in contact with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Zach, I'll probably just go directly to him.
That makes sense. I will be honest. I thought I was doing the show a couple weeks ago. And the day before, I was like, I haven't gotten any confirmation. And then a Peacock PR person was like, oh, yeah, you're not doing it. I don't think Zach was available. And I wasn't aware of that.
Blue balls.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a big release for you.
And so when you warned me about interrupting, I was like, that's going to be hard.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been like thinking up things for weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what else is going to be hard is my...
yeah. Well, I'm a little worried if you get upset at me for interrupting, how that drink will affect it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a horny Chris Rock.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be...
That's one thing about Chris Rock. He never was very horny, was he?
He doesn't come across as a real sexual person.
No.
Yeah, I do notice.
He only even thinks he loves his wife.
Yeah.
So that's not horny at all.
Yeah.
No. When you're, and I can confirm, like, I'm halfway through this drink and my feelings for my wife, the flames
there's
of
no,
passion.
There's no thinking about
it's,
it.
No, like, it's not, it's, a, I don't it's not think I love my wife. I love my wife.
Wow.
Yeah. Top five. Let's name the top five times we're most horny for our wives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When I drink Moss,
number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I'm about to drink Moss,
because
I know what's gonna happen when I get that Moss in me.
When I'm at war,
when I'm in a in a war is a big one for me.
And that's basically
halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depending on who's performing.
Yeah.
For me,
Sunday post church dinner.
Right.
Yeah. Big family dinner, and I just want to. Take her under the table.
Well, I've been at church, which
yeah,
the imagery around there.
Yes. Yeah,
there's a semi-nude man who takes care of himself up there, and that starts making me think like about my own body. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Has anybody else experienced this?
Mm-hmm. Every time I see him,
yeah, and then you go like, oh, maybe I should disrobe a little bit. And then once I start doing that, I think maybe somebody else should do this too.
Yeah.
So the show's called In the Know.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta create a show, man.
Dude,
I gotta get a show
I've been telling you.
Yes.
I've been like thinking about doing this. I gotta just do it. I gotta.
Do
like,
you got an idea you're excited about?
I gotta just bite the bullet and have an idea. And like, I don't right now, but like, I gotta have an idea.
I know.
To do a show.
I'm just getting bored, and I think that like for me, so much of my journey in this industry has been not creating a show and having it go onto like a streamer or something.
But like, I see you guys doing. I'm just like, I gotta do this.
You
like,
know
just
what? It looks pretty fun, and I think I'll do it. Yeah. You know, I think I got to do it too. Would you recommend it?
Well, it's interesting because for me, I was for a long time like, maybe I just won't be involved in this industry at all.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was like, maybe if I make a show, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Under those circumstances, I would be involved.
Yeah. You're kind of like, take it or leave it.
Yeah. I don't want to act on a show. I don't want to write on someone else's show.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I've had those offers.
Yes.
Yeah. Time to put your foot down and just go like, you want to make my show or you want to lose all this?
All that.
Yeah.
It's really one or the other these days.
That's
it's either nothing, like total disconnection from like everything that is happening in the industry or being completely in charge of a massive creative endeavor that employs hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then you just kind of like go back and forth and like
it's an interesting position that we find ourselves in now, where it's like I'm either gonna make a show, which I've been thinking about doing, and I think Hayes, you mentioned you might do it.
Yeah,
I should do it.
Yeah,
or what I might do is I hear about other people doing it.
I'm just like, yeah, like right now I am just here.
I'm here, which is fine too.
Yes,
you know.
But like I've been thinking, I gotta do this. Every time I read an article, you know, like all these articles.
Well, every time I turn on the TV, there's another show.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I should. One of these, I should.
It's a little like running, like getting into running or something.
Right.
Uh-huh. You're like, I know I should do it, but ooh, I have a busy week.
Right.
Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
These old knees.
Mm-hmm. And these advice I would give is make a limited series.
Okay.
Right? You don't have to come out of the gate.
You don't run a marathon. You know, sign for marathon, run it the next day.
You'll
it's
get
like,
hurt.
Get out, do a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You ever be horny?
Yeah.
But he never said that.
You just got out of church. You're sitting at home. You see, buff Jesus. Something I'm working on.
Ooh, that's a show.
Yeah,
I feel like creating a show.
Rock is probably a show. Yeah.
Unfortunately, all my show ideas right now are related to Chris Rock having sex.
Mm.
Yeah,
because it's the combination of the moss and sort of the energy in the room, and I don't know how receptive, you know, the current TV landscape would be to me creating a show that is just POV sex with Chris Rock.
Right.
Like I'm not sure. I think it could be interesting.
And it gets around needing Chris Rock to be in the show if it's POV, you are Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Getting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to get permission.
No.
Yeah. It starts off with the AI voice. POV, you Chris Rock having sex. Ow!
Yeah, well, see, So Carl, I mean, I already know, look, you're pre-approved as voice talent.
Yeah,
but here's the problem.
And then I've got him doing this.
With that is that Carl, like in this show and all the others that he's done, his characters are always named Carl.
Yeah.
And this character would have to be then named Carl Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Or like Carl Rock.
Well, it'd be Carl. Yeah. It would be Chris Carl Rock Hard.
Right.
And
work in the horny part.
Well, I do think you want to promise a little bit of what you're going to deliver.
Right.
But the other thing that I know, and I'm not going to say how I know this, but the thing I know is that Chris Rock has sex with his eyes closed. So the POV aspect of it is challenging.
That's well enough known.
That's sort of a famous trait. And so then we would have to kind of leave the lens cap on for a lot of it.
Or it's a podcast. Then it's just sound.
Well, that's kind of back to where I...
I gotta create a TV show, man. I gotta get it together and create a TV show.
It's like going back to therapy. Like you took that year off.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in funks. You're like, damn, why am I in a funk? Then you create a TV show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Going back to therapy, when the therapist is like, oh my God, I can't imagine how fucked up you are now after an entire
year of you not being here.
When you left, you shouldn't be leaving. And then you've been gone that whole time.
Okay, just let me wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it's going to be.
First day back, they're just like, okay, let's not even do therapy today, let's just have you get used to sitting still. I don't think either one of us is ready for what it's gonna look like when we actually do it again. But I do want to say, like, whether I create a show, which I think I should, or not, if you're gonna do more, do one about us.
This is a limited series,
probably.
Okay, so
in the know, the other show
that should be its own category in the awards. Probably limited.
We make it and we don't say,
right?
We make six episodes and we're like, maybe we could make more. This could be 100 episodes.
It's hard to do those guys. It's clay.
Yes.
It's well, gonna it's like rain. Puppets. It's gonna rain all weekend. Mm. So yeah. The clay. So, you know, I guess you don't know how it works. Sorry. You gotta take it from sorry, building it is building. Clay.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah. When you look at it, it's clay.
I stay away from that part of the process.
And there it's gonna get so wet. It's gonna get everywhere.
For all the exterior shots. Like when you're shooting outside.
It's just like it's gonna be a total mess.
Well, we're doing. I don't think we're doing do that show. We're doing in, outside for inside.
Yeah,
on a lot of right, these, we're putting night, that right. filter on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do y'all remember when Homer became real and walked down Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was after he was in the Tron world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he was transported to Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did that? What impact did that have on you?
I mean, that's what really inspired my character, Carl,
yeah.
in the know.
Okay.
Especially, like, because it's going to be raining this weekend, and then we got to do those exteriors. We got to do some pickups. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be walking down Ventura Boulevard. Not me. I'm going to be in the studio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Carl.
But Carl will be walking down Ventura Boulevard.
But, but him.
Getting wet.
When he becomes real, that's not you.
Me in the suit?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So I am kind of, when he becomes real, I am kind of. Behind him, I'm in an all black suit mm-hmm. as if I'm doing the Lion King, and I'm kind of like the next in his arms.
Yeah.
I thought that when he becomes real, you go into a coma, and that you can only wake
like
up.
Only one of them can be real.
Yeah, yeah. When he goes back,
that was my understanding of it. But I guess being in an all black suit holding sticks.
Yeah.
When Carl goes back to therapy, the therapist is thinking like, okay, I wonder. It's been a year. And maybe he is not going to talk about Homer becoming real, walking down Ventura Boulevard. Maybe that's
probably
been
not something.
Maybe that's been just kind of ironed out.
Maybe what we needed was
year.
Just a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now we can have
fresh
we can
material.
Get into okay, something
okay,
that's happening.
Okay. He is talking about it.
Okay. It's coming
He's
up.
He's asking
again.
If I remember it.
All right, and he's pulling it up on his phone. Yeah. All right. Yes, and so we're, mm-hmm. I'll be watching it again.
Watch this. How much time we got? Let's watch this. We got an hour, right?
Yeah.
Let's watch this.
How long is the video? Is the video close to an hour?
No. It's not that long. It's just a little clip.
Okay.
It was short, but they looped it.
Yeah, they looped it. And I showed my therapist the loop to make sure that she sees this is him on Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff is not open anymore right there.
Yeah, Ventura Boulevard's changed since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that, man. Ventura Boulevard has changed, right? From when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be different stores. Yeah. I remember there was a Bed Bath & Beyond in mm-hmm. Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears was there.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a restaurant there. Nah, it wasn't bad. What'd they have? Tamales, maybe?
Mm. Ooh, was it a Mexican
restaurant?
Or just tamales?
Oh, you know, now I'm wondering if I'm even remembering the right place.
Tamale Ringwald's.
Tamale Ringwald's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
The show is about this cartoon. Tell me more about this.
Talk about
to do a show about a cartoon.
Yes,
there's something
a show within a show within a
devious
show.
About it.
Yes,
in the now. In the now.
Oh, that's interesting. It could be a second season.
Yes,
but probably not.
Probably saying. Not.
No, okay. Probably limited.
Probably
the clay's gonna get everywhere.
So yeah, it's the puppets. There's a host of a public radio interview program, sort of like Fresh Air. And Zach Woods, who we were talking about before, he voices the main puppet. And he works. Carl.
Wait, these are puppets?
Yeah. You keep saying that, and it's actually starting to like. It's starting to make me pissed off.
Sorry. A cartoon.
Clay and maker. I try to keep like a good clay.
Puppet is made of clay.
Yeah.
Clay figures.
Especially knowing, since you know that I am becoming increasingly aroused throughout the course of the program.
Right.
To be talking about puppets this much is like, it's a trigger for me. Where you're trying to sort of create a fetish. You obviously know that I am so vulnerable right now to becoming attracted to something new.
Oh, interesting.
And that, like,
so this could be your thing now for a long time.
Well,
it's like
a
baby bird.
You could basically,
like, walk in,
you could basically like, curse me. Yeah, I would become imprinted on puppets as like a sort of a sexual desire. Whereas Clay, like, that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
already
doing
there.
That. Yeah,
exactly.
That's already been happening for quite a while.
Yeah, so these like clay blobs?
Yes.
And
yes.
After it's all over, yes.
Yeah. They all work together, and Carl is one of those clay blobs too.
Yeah.
But then they also talk to real celebrities.
Okay, and so that is actually badass. So, like, can we get some of these celebrities in here?
We can try, yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Okay,
great.
Because so far Kevin has been saying we can't try.
Yeah,
we can't even try.
So you're saying that we can try?
I think we can try. I don't know any of them.
Yeah,
well.
Who
did that?
Gotten them? Yeah, how did this happen? Because we've been thinking about doing that. It's similar setup, right? Where people are talking on a microphone to someone. who's acting a little bit unusual.
Yes.
That's what we've been trying to do.
And Carl talked to them too?
I was not allowed.
No.
I was not allowed.
That was one of the big rules.
I was not allowed to talk to the celebrities.
Hired him.
And who did that?
That was Zach.
Zach.
But who did the being the celebrities?
Mm. Who Kaia Gerber?
Mm.
Jonathan Van Ness.
The Gerber baby.
Mm.
The Gerber baby. All grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Burns. To name a four.
To name a four.
Mm-hmm.
He looked much younger than I thought he was gonna be.
Tyson?
No.
Ken Burns.
Ken Burns. Ken Burns.
I think he's got a new haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought like I was like when I saw the interview, I was like, wait, when did baseball come out?
I had to Google baseball. Baseball a while ago. Yeah.
But he seemed like I thought he was gonna be like a real old man.
He seems like he stays out of the sun.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is right there. It's a secret.
No, it would just be like cool if young, Ken Burns was really
young. Yeah, a young man who makes documentaries about baseball, the national parks, and the Civil War.
Jazz.
You're like, oh, you're 25? Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
No, he now, really he now just has that zoomer haircut that's like short on the sides and like curly on top.
Yeah, he's got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Baseball is bussing. No cap, for real.
He's got a long zipper earring.
The show is on Peacock all the time.
I think that's it for the moment. Yeah, it's all the time.
So you're saying probably not
forever. I don't know how these things work. So I check every day to be like, is it there?
You know, because I've been going like, oh, I should do a show, but like, because I have to. I have to go create one.
Yeah,
I've got to get my shit together. I've got to get off my ass.
Just finally do it.
Do it. And it's like, just starting is what's hard.
Have an idea.
Yes, of course. But I see you do it and I go, well, he must have some understanding of how all this works that I don't have. But then you're going, you don't know when it's on Peacock, how long. You think Clay is puppets. And so now I'm going like, what the fuck went down?
It's
and there's celebrities, and Kevin can't get in touch with them. It's just not adding up for me. Carl, you were on the front lines.
I was.
What happened? By the way, this Carl character you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like maybe he's had a couple sips of the moss.
It feels like it.
He's hot and bothered.
He's trying to
spitting game the whole series.
Yes, he's trying to.
And what did he say?
I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
That was improvised.
He said that on the show.
Yeah. And at first, we were like, I don't know if we can fit that in. But we're like, we love it.
He said, I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
Yeah.
We had to do a lot of rewriting around that.
Yeah, because you can feel that the episode takes a hard shift sort of to accommodate that moment.
Yeah. Had to
feel like
the character
there.
The character, the way his mouth is moving, that doesn't seem like what he's supposed to be saying.
Well, that was the free range that he had because they built the clay around us. We recorded before they built the clay, so we were able to bring our own flair to it. So I was able to say, "I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now."
A lot of the animators quit. They were not comfortable animating
just
your
after
character.
The first part. They didn't even hear the second two sentences. They already quit.
Which, by the way, like this is what art is supposed to be, right? Yes. It's supposed to challenge you. You're supposed to make the animators quit with your ad lib line about stroking your shit. Mm-hmm. And the immediacy of right now, you know, like to not say like it's something that you're going to do later. I just feel like it drops us right into the middle of the story.
Yeah, the character is not doing it though. Like the puppet himself is not.
He's not
doing that.
Yeah.
That would be.
But often when people say that, I find that they're not.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Because if you're doing it, you don't need to narrate it.
Exactly. Why? Yeah.
No, it's like, you know, in Robert Bresson's Pickpocket. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
The opening.
That's immediately.
Narration is, mm-hmm. you know, I understand that many people who do these things never talk about it. And those that talk about it have not done it. And yet I have done these things. Mm-hmm. He says this to us, and that really is what Carl is saying.
The character
as well.
Carl is drawing inspiration from that by picking at his own pocket.
Yes.
During. Mm-hmm. During
well, there's a hole in the pocket. He's reaching all the way through and stroking his shit right now. With lotion.
Yeah, you got to do a show about us, man.
Like, yeah, I think it would actually be cool because. Let's face it, I'm not going to fucking create a show. Like I've been saying I got to do it, but I'm just not going to
do it. I just
am
probably not going to get my shit together and actually.
I'm just looking at my week. It's fucking nuts. Like, I have, I'm busy. Like, I'm just looking at the schedule, and it's not going to happen for me, certainly this week. And next week's even crazier. I have two lunches.
Okay, yeah.
Packed. Like, but, already packed.
But we did radio from before.
Yes. And that's sort of your area. And I know how to fix this because I have experience with radio. And so, this could be an episode as people are in a panic.
The square falls off.
And then I fix it.
Nude Mike.
Ooh.
See?
The show could be about how we did the radio from before. We used to have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Called The Professor and the Coyote.
Okay. Is this like a pitch? Are you pitching?
Are you
what? And what
you,
would that mean?
It?
Like,
yeah,
like,
how do you mean?
Tell me what, whatever I say, what effect that has on what happens.
Yeah.
I guess I want to know if you're pitching it. How
I want to
professional
know.
Do I need
know.
To be
subtle pitch for in the know. I guess I want to know if you're pitching. He's always pushing his show.
I work that in all the time.
In the know.
I work it in all the time.
Are you concerned that you've left your flank exposed for a review, the headline of which is In the Know, Thank You?
I also thought of it. I didn't want to bring it up, but now that Hayes has broken the seal.
Wow. Now I am. I wasn't
very,
before.
Very palpable hits.
I think we've had two reviews
flank.
That said, all things considered, in the nose, pretty funny or something,
okay.
something along those lines.
Two separate
reviews.
All things considered, in the know is pretty funny.
Yes. In the know is a breath of fresh air.
There was a, yes, that's also been used.
Okay.
The one I liked was, wait, don't tell me this show is funny.
And there's another one that's not even a play on words. It's just like, this show is for no one. It's one that is out there.
Was it no one?
In the
no K-N-O-W?
One. That would have been so much
more clever. Okay, they didn't even do that. Yeah. Couldn't even give you that much. Well, it could be better to do.
I This American liked it. I'm just trying to find other. I'm trying to find other ones.
Car talk.
Yeah.
You're so Planet Money and you don't even know it, baby.
I watched this show with my Prairie Home Companion.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, this is good.
Car talk.
It could be better to do a show that's about me and Sean.
Yeah.
When we were The Professor and the Coyote.
We had this radio show, The Professor and the Coyote. That was sort of where we started out. Those were our roots. And it was... And it was fun. It set the template, you know, that has gone on to be imitated by a lot of other sort of Zoo Crew hosts. Mm-hmm. But we kicked it off, and then obviously we evolved and graduated into other things. But none of the other things have really had any impact, and we are willing to go all the way back. Wow. Especially if you would create the show, which we both are having some trouble
figuring doing. Out. It's mm-hmm. the TV show. Mm-hmm. It's the getting the TV show created and on
just to say it too, Carl could be stroking his shit in this show as well. Like I don't think there's nothing would stop him. I think it actually could help. It could be the whole pilot.
Yeah, if we want to Carl Tart.
I'm rubbing my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we want to throw a tarp on the Carl puppet so it doesn't get everywhere this weekend, like,
well, that's advice I would. You have to be flexible because our original vision of the show was not what Carl brought.
Okay.
And we really had to pivot hard to that.
So that's
improv coming.
So we should be concerned potentially that we'll put this whole show together and Carl will not be stroking his shit and will not have lotion on his
dick. It could go either direction. Yeah.
Okay. We just need to account for that possibility.
Yeah.
That right now, I'm very prepared for the version where Carl is touching his dick. I was very prepared for the version where he didn't.
And then I had to throw that out.
Right.
I just, every sort of scenario I game plan out through this, no matter how we start it, it does end up that Hayes and I are not involved in it by the end.
Well, that was something I wanted to ask you.
I keep thinking, yeah.
Would you want to play yourselves? Because when you did the Professor and the Coyote, you were young
Coyote.
Men.
Coyote. Yeah. We were young. Yeah, we were adults, young men.
We were younger adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Diablo Cody.
Are there actors out there that you're like, they could have
that same essence?
Whether or not they look like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
That are younger than us that we think
I would
could,
say we're the age you were.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess there kind of aren't. It's like, seems crazy, but like, do we just do it?
Yeah.
Like, is it just us doing it?
Is it like a little Pen 15?
When you bring it up.
Yeah, we just sort of, we don't even talk about it. We just kind of do it, play ourselves, and like nobody else really would be able to pull it off, maybe. I guess if I'm looking at actors younger than I am now who I think could do it, maybe Liam Neeson. Maybe
I'm rubbing my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
But he could do Hayes, but no one could do me. You know,
right?
The Coyote especially was such a specific tone.
Yes,
because I was embodying a character. You know, I wasn't just being me.
Mm-hmm.
And his was being, as professorial as he is, he was bringing another element to it.
And so you're concerned that with how much older we are now, that we would not even be able to be voice talent for ourselves.
For a clay version of our younger selves.
Just people would be like, why are those voices so old?
Okay. Yeah, it's taking you out of it.
It starts to like change. It makes it a little sadder.
Well, we could write to that the, you know, that they've been, like, you're doing the writing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they've been through a horrible accident.
Mm.
Like, that's a story right there.
And you can, like, if we're recording the voices and we're, like, falling down, which, like, yes, it's going to happen. We're going to be recording the voices.
Obviously, I'm going to be falling around the studio. Going to be getting hurt.
Can't you attach the mic to like a harness around our waist and like have the mic be extending up from our waist?
A steady mic.
Yeah. And so we're falling down, but then the mic is also falling as well. Like, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop.
Can I have my entire up to my neck? I'm in some kind of gel cube so that as I'm falling, you know, I'm protected. There's a cushioning, right? And I'm not necessarily as mobile as I am because I'm hypermobile. I'm able to sort of, you know, as the second I go to stand up, I'm going to just spill off the couch and kind of be rolling around on the floor in here. But if we could get a tank of a gel cube mm-hmm. and put me there, and then the mic is kind of dangled down in front of me, it's like, well, that's pretty easy.
Maybe. I will say, like, the okay, margins yeah. sometimes so on these TV shows, so I don't know how much that costs, that kind of gel.
It's going to rain this weekend and get all over the gel.
The gel is not going to be able to hold up. Well, Carl, how did you do it? Because you're always flopping around insane, like, and you were somehow able to record this. Like, what happened?
It was a lot of work. I was flopping around quite a bit. couldn't sit still. And they were getting frustrated, and I just want to apologize to you, Brandon.
I'm sorry for getting so frustrated.
No, it's all good. We have come to an agreement. I was able to keep the mic. The room was mic'd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I was able to kind of do my One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest thing that I do. Mm-hmm. You know, bouncing around.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And biting at the air and stuff. And it was everything I caught.
Yeah, they were able to piece together the sound.
We had to mic every part of the room, yeah. Okay. So that he could play.
Okay, well...
So that's playing when you do that. Flop around like that. You're having fun. You don't really seem like you're having that fun.
Yeah.
You guys have never stayed to the end.
No, I have definitely not stayed to the end.
You never stayed to the end where I looked up.
I've stayed for what I thought was the end.
Yeah.
But then it was not.
It continued, yeah.
Every time at the end, I always look up with a cheeky smile and go, I just play it.
Okay, so you even do that. Such a relief. So you've been looking up and doing that and everyone's gone.
I just play it.
Okay. Yeah, I have not seen that before. That would have made me feel a lot more comfortable mm-hmm. because but when I leave, I usually am pretty scared.
Yeah, yeah. And y'all leave before I finish, but then I always get up and go, I just play it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to just, like, should we play a clip of Professor Nkoyo just to get a sense of, like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, you know.
You got it queued up?
Brandon asking if this was a pitch is, like, really...
Oh,
kind
I didn't
of, like
it, yeah.
freaked
that
me out.
That fucked me
you
up.
Your
that
head.
Threw
I'm
me
sorry.
Off my
yeah.
game. I thought we would just kind of talk about
I really
it
just thought we would
it.
Like,
yeah,
we like known you for a long time. I kind of just thought we could hang out.
I apologize.
And like, if you like it, you like it. And you want to like create the, that's what I
yeah,
would do
I thought
if
we'd
I were
talk
your
about
position.
It, you would make it. Yeah.
Right. But like.
Honestly, I feel like I'm giving this impression that I know all these industry terms.
Uh-huh.
And I don't.
Well, pitch
I'm just
you
saying,
really
pitch.
Fucking hammered me with. Like, yeah. you,
I don't
you
even know if I used it.
Pitch
correctly.
Was a cudgel, certainly, that you used to
that's
bludgeon
my, that's
me.
My own insecurity coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we could just play a clip and just be normal. Like that would be my preference.
I just have a normal conversation where I play you a clip of my old show. I ask you to turn it into a new show that is kind of like the show that you've made, which, by the way, I have been meaning to do. And I'm pretty sure I told you that.
You might have.
Yes, I think I mentioned it. So, Allison, you go do it. And yeah.
I have 1 6-minute clip.
Great, okay.
Hollywood Handbook.
The Professor and the Coyote.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Professor and the Coyote. I'm the Coyote. I'm sitting here with Professor H.H. Davenport.
I'm Professor Hayes Davenport. You're listening to KBOI, Santa Fe's adult hits of the 80s, 90s, and now. That was Sean Colvin with Sonny Came Home, and we actually have some exciting news on that front. Sean Colvin will be performing at the KBLI Fall Ball this November 9th at the Georgia O'Keeffe Performing Arts Center in downtown Santa Fe.
And make sure you stop by. We got all the big ones going to be doing
shows. We got
all
the stars. Edwin McCain is going to be there. He's going to sing I'll Be.
Paula Cole's going to be
Paula
there.
Paula Cole. Tonic, probably going to perform If You Could Only
See. Hey, I wonder if Paula Cole's going to shave her armpits for that.
Oh, Coyo,
I don't think
dirty
so.
Dog. Oh, you sticky old dog.
Sorry, had to go
attention.
There.
hey, Coyote, I know you caught Shark Tank last night.
Oh, yeah, I never miss an episode of that one.
The Coyote and I, we love this little show called Shark Tank, and you guys know we like to do things a little differently over here on KBLI. One of our favorite games is a game called Tanks But No Tanks, where we play clips from the show Shark Tank, and we explain why the products are useful or just plain cool.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, can we stop this?
This is really helpful.
The show is like, it's right there.
It's so
just
obvious
like, it's on
how
a,
that would sustain a full series.
It's on
series.
A platter for you.
Just so I understand, it would be a little of those on-air moments.
I cannot imagine sort of what seeing, this question could possibly
do we see any of
be.
Your I'm life
just, like,
outside?
Racking my brain.
Just so I understand, let me reframe the most obvious thing in history, which is what this show would be.
Okay.
But go ahead. I mean,
it's
do it. You
start. Two guys.
Right.
Who talk the same. They host a radio show in Santa Fe.
In like the mid-2000s?
Who cares?
I was trying to place it based on the references.
Who gives
and your
a
age.
Shit?
Yeah.
And they talk about
so boring
concerts that are coming up. And then they watch clips from the show Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And they talk about why the different products would be useful or funny or cool.
Yeah. And the Koyo is like a little
that's
bit
every-
nasty.
Okay.
He's been drinking some of that moss.
Oh, wow.
He's that'd dirty. Be, he yeah. talked about Paula Cole's armpits.
He talked
you
about her
hear
armpits.
Any, were no, you, I got your that. Headphones on?
He wants to sniff them.
So,
Koyo.
So a lot of the things in the clip you played, yeah. that would be very consistent.
What, you
like how often are you
what do you
talking?
Want to
no,
do
oh, no
like,
we'll change
your...
no we'll take a formula that works a fucking slam dunk okay. and we'll just start passing it back around the gym no yeah what you just heard was so good
yes
like I didn't even remember like I was like oh I hope I'm not embarrassed by this clip and I'm actually really proud of the work that we did in that uh-huh. clip Carl, you heard it. I mean, you're a neutral party here. Like,
yeah.
would you be able to slide right into that show, stroke your shit right now, you
absolutely.
Know, take out your meat?
I actually like, sent I sent a clip to Kevin. If could you play that clip?
Sure.
Is that possible? I just got a dialogue pitch.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit. I'm horny as fuck, man. I'm a freak, man. Like,
wow. You did something with your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's subtle.
You know, and that's the art of voice acting.
No, you become
sounding
a totally different.
Sounding like you're on the phone.
Would you believe that Homer and Marge Simpson are voiced by the same person?
Yes.
You know, but you wouldn't know it. That's voice acting. Like,
yes.
These people just
that's
transform
the
their sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's tools now to help them as well. You know, I mean, it's like a lot of these singers that you hear can't fucking sing. Not like I can.
What are some of the singers who can't sing?
Ah, Jesus. I mean, you know, look at, I mean, name the radio.
Yeah. Sean Colvin.
Sean Colvin.
Can't sing.
Edwin McCain.
Sounds like ass.
Yeah.
Sounds really? Like my asshole farting.
that's all production.
Genuinely sounds.
Until they get the production in there. Yeah.
Yeah, like, they have like these filters and this stuff. And all of a sudden it's a beautiful song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These songwriters, they're just packaging these pop stars, you know what I mean, who have the right look.
Right.
I got the wrong look. I can sing like a fucking angel,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I'm not marketable, and I won't do what they tell me. I won't dance to their little puppet strings, you know, the way that your claymation guys do. So, I can't necessarily get put forth. And so now I'm left in this position where the only thing I can do is create my own show, and I can't even do that.
Mm,
so
that's tough.
It's like, you know, they don't want to put the filters. I mean, they wouldn't need the filters for me. They don't want to put it on me because I won't play the game. I won't play. I won't sing about what they want me to sing about. I'll sing about what's really going on. What do they want me to sing about? Consumerism, mm-hmm. cash, cars, right?
Car time.
So sort of endorsing
joining the army.
Gotcha. Yep.
Really pro mm-hmm. army stuff.
Going to war.
Going to war.
Yeah.
In like a
right.
very pot like patriotic.
Yeah. Loving the president.
Yeah.
Yes. All
interesting.
This stuff.
Wow.
Yes. Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That explains a lot of the pop music I listen to
mm-hmm.
and the themes.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to mm-hmm. sing about like real actual stuff.
Actual
like,
things.
He sings
that
has a lot of stuff about like kind of scooting around
happening.
The floor on his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're not cool with that.
Pushing myself around, yeah. Get my feet off the ground and using my hands to push myself all around the floor in a circle with
yeah.
just my
they don't
butt
want,
cheeks touching the ground.
They don't want people to know about that.
Wow.
No. No, because we all need to drive a car. Spend,
like,
spend, spend.
No, we don't mm-hmm. we don't need cars. We are cars.
More gas fuel. No. You have the power to actually scoot yourself around on your butt cheeks, just pushing with your yeah. hands.
I've heard that, like, L.A. used to be a city where everyone scooted.
Yes, exactly. We act like it's always been like that.
Let's build highways.
But no.
The Hollywood sign was built by people who scooted on their butts. But now everyone who, you know, moves here does it in a plane.
Yes.
Right?
And that's why we, you notice trucks. We do not have any more Hollywood signs since then.
Wow. We haven't made anything that lasts since then.
Not a single.
You don't make anything that lasts because you're going, you're gas fuel, you're in a plane, you're on a truck.
Yes.
It's and if you just
go,
nothing,
you go out to Mar Vista, there's no gigantic sign that says Mar Vista. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. There's not even a hill.
You know what Mar Vista translates to?
Tell me, because I've learned this and forgotten it.
Beach View.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Marv Albert.
Beach. It's not Sea View?
Sea View.
Okay.
Man, shut up, man.
And this is what he does,
this
is a pitch?
Shut
it's
up.
It's a tactic.
And he creates one show.
One show, and he's going to correct my spanning.
Which, by the way, I was going to do. So I'm not, And you, forgive and me
you
if I'm not impressed.
I actually remember you telling me that you had told him that.
I mentioned it. I think I mentioned to you after. I said, you know, I had this sick-ass idea I told to Brandon.
Well, not that you had an idea. The idea was that you were going to do a show.
The idea was to do a show,
I will say, I don't want to get you in your head, but if this was a pitch... You have the tone right. This is the tone you would come.
I'll take the compliment.
The sort of like, I don't need
because I know I do have it. Like I understand that I do have it, but what exactly? Like
say it for Kevin.
The sort of you need me more than I need you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Energy they respond to,
and that's what you.
That's what you did.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even. I was at a party.
Okay.
And a guy was like,
I've got to do that as well.
You have to.
Go to a party. You got to go to a party.
Yes,
you don't get
I'm
enough.
I'm going to. Yes.
I was at a 5-year-old's birthday party. And it was me and another guy. And we're watching like kids in a bouncy house. And he's like, I need something to be on Peacock in January of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even, it wasn't an invitation. Winter. He was sort of talking to himself.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to get fired if I don't find that thing.
There's no, there's going to be nothing on there. There's just a big empty space on Peacock. There's just a black square right now that says watch now. Check
it's like
it
we
out.
Paid all this money for this football game and then it's going to be nothing after that.
Yeah. We've got everyone in the door.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to lock
that.
The door behind
people
them?
People are so excited.
And then they said like, well, what do we know about football fans? They've been looking to take NPR down a peg.
Yes.
Was it fun during the game hearing Marv Albert say, this January on Peacock in the know?
Yes, that was a thrill. I appreciated how much he brought it into the telecast.
Was and so because
he wasn't contractually obligated to do that.
Oh, he was just promoting a show that he was excited to.
He was just like, he had seen, I think, a trailer.
Oh,
wow.
And like something tickled him about it.
Yeah.
I think he likes stop motion.
Okay. You know what I would like our show to be? Go Motion.
Oh. See, you'd have to take me through what that is.
Oh, it's twice as fast.
Oh, wow.
It flies. All of the points in along your process where you were stopping, fucking take the fucking...
Wow. And it's like instead of, okay, we cut, move this freaking... pinky toe,
right?
You know, it's like I got shit to do. I'm gonna hold it in my hand and make it walk.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go like, if you hold it in your hand, you go duh, like it, then it's walking. The effect is the same. You don't have to like stop it every single time.
Do you remember when Homer Simpson walked down Ventura Boulevard?
Yes,
he was real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was behind him in a black suit, kind of.
Yes, exactly. You don't need to
hate me. I'm about to.
I did wonder why Homer was saying that.
it's so
so little about the context.
Idea
would have
personality
led like, me to
like
expect him to say
stuff?
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's American.
He seemed like a donuts guy. Carl is making the move to take the headphones off, and I think it's brave.
What if a new clip?
Yeah, what if Kevin had a third clip?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna have to miss it.
It's on what category is it under in the Peacock menu so people know what
appetizers?
I think it's
appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, appetizers or stuff you might like.
Stuff you might like. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you sure that's maybe not just for you because you created the show?
I think it might be pretty much
anyone who logs on to Peacock, I think it's going to be there under stuff you might like.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Stuff pretty you might like. Yeah. Okay. And it's just going to stay there forever or like what?
That's what I'm figuring out. I check every day.
Okay. Wow. Stuff you might like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What menu would your show be under when you actually get your act together?
What I'm anticipating and what I'm like kind of building my show around is getting it in the category Amazeballs with macaroni sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The concept of macaroni sauce to me is like, how have we not, it's like we haven't cracked it yet as like a people, you know? But like, if we were able to come up with macaroni sauce, like, can you imagine how huge that would be? How popular, like every kid is going to want macaroni sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Once we have it.
You dip your chicken nuggets in macaroni sauce. You would put everything, burger with macaroni sauce.
Yes.
That would be really powerful.
And for like a slow listener, like a listener who's slow on the uptake.
Yeah.
The macaroni sauce is made out of macaroni. It's like you've taken macaroni, or it's the sauce.
Yeah, this is
we haven't cracked it yet.
Exactly. Okay. And this is like, I gotta get it together, and I gotta create a show so I can get in this category. But when I've had these conversations with Peacock in the past, they said that they were, if I were to get something up there, they would put it in the category that says some bullshit.
Well,
some bullshit. Okay.
This is my issue, is I've been pre-assigned my category as well, which isn't really jibing with the ideas that I have. Amazeballs with macaroni sauce sounds like it's just generally positive. Mine is diabolical dog walkers. And nothing that I, like, I doesn't give me an idea.
Okay.
Like, I haven't found
that's
anything
in
that.
That's almost tougher than some bullshit.
Category.
Because, like, I know I can do that.
Everything I think of is some bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Diabolical dog walkers, I don't really know what you would do.
I don't know how to even start. Like, you would think it would be helpful to go, okay, it's a narrow enough category that like you know what you're working with, but when I come up with a dog walker idea, they're not diabolical. When I come up with something diabolical, they're not walking dogs.
Yeah.
And I think it's the combination has left me fully paralyzed.
What would Carl, when you do when you get the Carl show, what
Carl talk.
Carl Tark. What?
Wait, can I? Is it Carl Talk or Carl?
Carl Tark? Truck.
Carl Truck.
Carl Truck. Okay.
No, it's not either of what you said. It's Carl Truck.
It's Carl Truck.
I was way off.
What category would Carl Truck be under?
I would think I would put it in like, fuck is this?
Oh, that's, you can fit a lot into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like pure confusion.
I'd kill for that.
That'd be amazing
category.
To be in fuck is this?
That's a lot of freedom.
Fuck
yeah.
Is this?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck is this? Yeah.
In some ways, my category, some bullshit, is an answer to fuck is this.
Yeah. Fuck is this?
I would much rather be on on the front end where people are at least wondering instead of having
might
figured
be something
out
they come around to.
That in fact it is some bullshit.
Once you know it's some bullshit.
If you've watched one episode, sort of moves into and the next category.
What are you watching? Some bullshit. Okay.
Why are you watching it?
I don't know what the
and
fuck
if people
it was.
Like, if people watch in the know enough, it could potentially graduate from stuff you might like to stuff you must like.
Yes.
Stuff
it
you
might
have
be,
liked.
Yeah, like state.
Mm, right.
Because you liked in the know.
You must like this.
Yeah. Mm.
That's the goal.
Well, until next time, this is the Professor and the Coyote signing off.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.